Can't get off. You're not supposed to even park there except for an emergency, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got lost one time, ended up getting out of that thing, couldn't turn around.
Yeah, anyway. You wind up in St. Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, are there any streets in Tampa that might be associated with a certain neighborhood or certain groups of people? Like in Atlanta, if you've lived there for a while, somebody mentions, you know, like 10th Street or 14th Street, and you immediately think of all the hippie.
Yeah,
were you there?
Well, we were there a couple of weeks ago to the Christian Science Church there,
uh-huh.
And it's on Peachtree Street about 16th or 17th right there. And we stayed at the Howell House, mm-hmm. And when you go from the Howell House to the church, you always see this group of hippies there on it.
What's that?
We were there in 1968 for 2 weeks in the same area. We went to a class there at that church.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the hippies were more numerous than they are now,
yeah,
or at least
yeah.
They were more congregated out there in that section.
Uh-huh.
It was quite interesting to watch them.
Oh, it's a regular show.
Uh-huh.
Just drive down through the strip.
They had a newspaper, I guess you'd call it a newspaper, anyway, a paper.
Uh-huh.
And then every time you stop for the traffic light, then in your newspaper, you know.
Oh, was it the Great Speckled Bird?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that was their... The quote-unquote underground newspaper.
Oh, I don't know if there's any here, though. What was that question again? We changed the subject there.
Are there any streets in Tampa that are like that? Like 10th Street or 14th Street in Atlanta? Not necessarily hippies, but just any groups of people.
I don't think so, unless you say that Ybor City has 7th Avenue, which is mm-hmm. the Latin people
mm-hmm.
are predominant there.
Okay, if you were on like a small street. What would you call a place that where tracks, like railroad tracks, would go overhead?
Where the railroad tracks would go overhead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I call it a railroad overpass.
Okay. 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 Sitting here having a metal block. Hey, how would you usually park your car on a neighborhood street? If they were, you know, like this and like this?
Parallel parking.
Okay. What kind of parking is usually done at like shopping centers?
Diagonal.
Okay. Yeah, I never knew what that was called. But yeah, I guess, yeah. I've heard it go anywhere from slant parking to not parallel parking.
Well, generally they call it diagonal parking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where might you park downtown?
Well,
Is that the $64,000?
That's a good question, yes. Well, the streets have parking. In Tampa, for instance, all except Franklin Street have parking,
mm-hmm.
And they're limited to an hour, and it costs a dime in most places to put a dime in the park there. You have to put a dime in the parking meter.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have built numerous,